You're listening to Flip Empire, the show committed to helping real estate entrepreneurs who want to build their empire without sacrificing their life. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Welcome to the challenge episode on the Flip Empire Show. My name is Alex Pardo. I appreciate you tuning in, and I think you've chosen a great episode to tune in. Hopefully, you are subscribed so that you're notified every single Monday morning when new Flip Empire shows get released, that you are following along, not just on my journey, but episodes like this are the episodes that I believe when you look back at the end of the year or wherever you are, whenever you're listening to this, when you look back several months, these are the types of episodes that I think you're going to attribute some growth and just stretching, getting outside of your comfort zone. So the reason I've titled this particular podcast episode the challenge episode is because this morning I finished just a really good workout. When you feel like you crush a workout, you're sweating, your shirt's drenched, you feel like you really got some quality work in. I've shared this on previous episodes, but lately I've been doing a lot of cold therapy, right? So I've been getting in the cold plunge. This morning I did 13 minutes in 45 degrees, and that's the longest I've done in one consecutive sitting. Every time I jump in that cold plunge, I tend to go an extra minute and I tend to go a little bit. So I was completely submerged all the way up to my neck for 13 minutes straight. It's incredible how something that I used to dread doing is now something I look forward to doing. And I've gotten comfortable with being uncomfortable, if that makes sense. And it's interesting because when you start the day with a mental and physical win like that, the rest of your day just seems to get better. At least that's been my experience. I get this boost of confidence. And so there's something to be said for putting yourself in uncomfortable situations that you know at the heart of it, it's really going to make you grow and stretch. And that's kind of an appetite to what I'm going to share with you on the challenge podcast here. So I've come up with five things that are simple, but not really easy. And allow me to elaborate as this show unfolds. This came during my cold plunge session this morning. It was what I call a download by God and something that was placed on my heart to share with you. And I've come up with five challenges, right? But it's all wrapped up into one big challenge. And for the few of you who decide to take me up on this challenge, I'm super confident you're going to reap the rewards and the benefits of it, not just physically, but mentally, more importantly. I'm going to go ahead and list these out now. These aren't in, it isn't a particular order, but one is not more important than the other. So I'm going to share with you five ways you can challenge yourself over the course of the next 30 days. So this is a 30-day challenge. And what I want you to do is I want you to choose three out of these five. If you're so bold and inclined to do four of the five, or if you really, really want to stretch yourself and do five of the five, fantastic, kudos to you. When I say three of the five, four of the five, or five of the five, this is doing all three, four, or five things every single day for 30 straight days. And I want you to treat this as an investment in yourself. I want you to treat this as a fun experiment and place the emphasis on what you're learning and gaining throughout this process. And let's see how you grow and stretch yourself as a result of this challenge at the end of 30 days. Now, a couple of caveats I want to mention before I get started with the challenges. If you happen to quote unquote fail in any one of the three, four, or five challenges at any point in the next 30 days, it restarts the 30-day clock, right? So let's say you're on day 27 and you have successfully completed three or four or five, depending on what you choose, of the five challenges. And on day 28, you forget to do one thing or you violate one of the challenges, the 30-day clock starts again, okay? So this is why I say it's simple, but it's not exactly easy. And I'm going to be doing this along with you and I'm going to be reporting my results potentially. If I failed, I'm going to share with you what happened and what I'm doing to course correct or how I'm adjusting, how I'm pivoting. Or maybe I don't fail and I knock these all out in 30 days and then I'm going to reset the challenge, right? So I'm going to be doing this along with you. And I want you to hold me accountable on social media, reach out to me, whatever the case might be. And I'm also going to hold you accountable over the course of the next several episodes. And each episode going forward for the next four or five episodes, I'm going to give you an update as to where I stand. And the reason I was inspired to create this episode, I think the reason this download came to me this morning is because I have been seeking ways and opportunities to grow in certain areas of my life. And one of the ways that I've learned to do that throughout the year, to create an environment in which success or my desired outcome is inevitable, right? And by me publishing this and having tens of thousands of people listen to this particular episode, it will ultimately hold me accountable because I don't want an egg on my face. And I'm committed to the results. I'm committed to the process in obtaining those results, okay? So I'm going to list out these five challenges now. I'm going to share them with you. And I'm going to do it for what I believe for most people is going to be kind of like level of difficulty from maybe easiest all the way to more challenging. I might share with you that number five is probably what I perceive to be the most challenging for people. And for you, that's probably the easiest thing. That's okay. One does not weigh more than the other. But I got to share these in a particular order. And so I've decided to do it in the way in which I believe most people might find this easier. And then as I go from one to five, maybe the level of difficulty gets ramped up a little bit. And don't worry, this isn't a 75 hard type of challenge or anything like that. But it has the similar common denominators in which it's going to require mental toughness. It's going to require discipline. It's going to require you to be aware of your thoughts, your words, your actions. And it's going to require a support system, a level of accountability, which is why I'm recording this episode. And I'm challenging you here with this 30-day Flip Empire challenge. Okay. So the very first one is to do something kind for at least one person every day for 30 days. Now, every single challenge I'm going to share with you here needs to be done for 30 straight days. Again, if you do two out of the five, you got to restart the 30-day clock because you got to do at least three of the five challenges, okay? So the first one is to do something kind for at least one person every day. And you get to determine what kind is. I don't get to define that for you. So whatever you genuinely feel is a kind gesture, if you choose to do this as one of your three or one of your four, one of your five, then that's what it is. You got to do something kind for at least one person each day. Now, here's another caveat that applies to most, if not all, of these five challenges. If this is something that you are accustomed to doing on a daily basis without fail, 99% of the time, do not choose that as one of your challenges because you're going to continue to do that anyways. Right? So let's say, for example, you are already accustomed to consciously doing something kind for somebody every day, and it's a practice, it's a habit you've developed throughout weeks, months, years, then you're going to continue to do that anyways. That doesn't count as one of your minimum of three. Does that make sense? Hopefully it does. So that's the first one. You're going to do something kind for somebody every single day, and it can't be something you typically, normally, usually do. The second one is gratitude. Every single morning, you are going to write down three things that you are grateful for. And every single evening, whether it's before bed, whether it's before dinner, after dinner, whatever the case might be, every evening, ideally, you do it before bed because there's a lot of power in what you and subconsciously letting the subconscious go to work as you sleep. So I would encourage you to do this before bed, but evening, right? Write down three things that are different than the three things you wrote down in the morning. So in other words, every single day, you're going to have six things that you document, six things that you record on a piece of paper. You write it down. I don't want you to type it out. I know that's going to be a challenge for some people that want to type things out. Write it down. And then if you want to type it and transfer it onto Evernote or doc or email, perfect. Do that. But I want you to actually physically write it. There's something to be said for physically writing something. So every single day, you're going to have six unique things that you're expressing a level of gratitude for. Now, these can be little things. These can be medium-sized things. These could be big, huge accomplishments. It doesn't matter. I want you to develop the habit of being aware of all the things you have to be grateful for. Just the fact that you're listening to me, you're hearing my voice, you're tuned into this podcast, the fact that you have a laptop, a computer, a smartphone, you have some way to consume this podcast tells me that you are ahead of probably 98% of the world. Okay. So there's so much for you to be grateful for. And for many of you listening, this one challenge, if done consistently for the next 30 days, I truly believe can change the course of your life. Okay. So that's the second thing. Just to recap, every single morning, you're going to write down three things you're grateful for. Every single evening, ideally before bed, you're going to write down three things you're grateful for that are different from the first three you wrote down. At some point in the 30-day challenge, you might have some crossover, right? But I really want you to stretch yourself to come up with unique things that you are truly grateful for. For many of you, you're going to discover that you're grateful for things that you always took for granted, like the oxygen you have 24/7. The fact that you can walk outside and look at the sky, the fact that you hear a bird singing, the fact that you have the desire, the ambition to create a business, or that you have a business, or that whatever. Like, there's so many things to be grateful for. And at the end of this 30 days, you guys are going to have probably well over 100 things that you're grateful for. And there's so much power to that. Let's punt on that for the next month and a half and readdress that in a future Flip Empire show. So that's the second thing. Okay. The third thing is, I want you to exercise, some form of exercise, for at least 20 minutes a day, 7 days a week for the next month. So for 30 straight days, you're going to do some level of exercise for 20 minutes. Now, I don't want you to do 3 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes in the afternoon, and 7 minutes in the evening. Could you do that? And technically, are you checking the box that you're doing the challenge? Yes. I'd rather you try to do the 20 minutes in one sitting if possible. Okay. This could be walking for 20 minutes. This could be jumping jacks. This could be push-ups. This could be squats. This can be kettlebell work, resistance band, going to the gym. In other words, if you walk a lot in the normal course of your day, like that's something you do every single day, change it up. I want you to do something. You can get the walk in, but that doesn't count as part of the 20 minutes. So exercise, some form of exercise, for 20 minutes a day, every single day. You stack enough of those wins, and I truly believe that will also change your life, because the man or woman that's unhealthy only wants one thing, and that's to be healthy, regardless of how much money, wealth, possessions, or anything else they have. If you don't have your health, you don't have anything, right? So exercise 20 minutes a day for 30 straight days. Again, I will reiterate, if you're on day 29 and you have crushed 3, 4, 5 of these challenges every single day for day 29, and then day 30, you forget to exercise for 20 minutes, the clock starts again. Okay. Now here's the fourth one, and then the fifth one. And here's where I believe things can become, the challenge can get that much more challenging for many of you. For some of you, this is a walk in the park. For others, this is a huge stretch. The idea here isn't to compare and say, oh, this is easy for me, or it's not. Even if you think it's easy, do it for 30 straight days, every single one of these. Maybe you're hearing this and you're like, dude, so far this is super easy. Then I challenge you to accept all 5 of these challenges to be done every single day for 30 days, right? And if you're the opposite, you're listening to this and you're like, man, I'm not exercising at all, or I can't remember the last time I did something kind for someone. Cool. Pick 3 of these 5 and do them for 30 straight days and watch what happens at the end of that time. I dare you to try it. So here's the fourth one. The fourth one is, you are going to do something that makes you uncomfortable every single day. You get to decide and define what makes you uncomfortable. I started the show by sharing with you that for the last several months, I've been doing at least twice a week, sometimes 3 times a week, cold plunge. And I started with 5 minutes, and I'm all the way up to 13 minutes now in 45 temperature. Maybe that's an idea for you. Maybe you have the ability to do some level of cold plunge. If you can't do a cold plunge, what if your challenge was to do 5 minutes in the cold shower every single day for 30 days? Maybe it's 3 minutes for you. I don't know. You get to decide what makes you uncomfortable. But here's what I would encourage you to do. Don't choose something that is slightly uncomfortable. Don't also do something that's so extreme. For example, if you haven't run in the last 3 years, don't go try to run a marathon in the next 30 days. I don't want to put a ceiling on what you're capable of, because I truly believe that when you decide to do something and the mind commits, the body follows. Right. So I'm not here to put a ceiling on what you think what's possible for you, because I truly believe anything is possible. Having said that, be smart, right? Like, I want you to stretch yourself. I want you to challenge yourself. Use your intuition, use your gut. You know what's healthy, you know what's not, but it can't be something you can kind of do in your sleep, right? Like, if you're used to waking up at 6 a.m, saying, hey, I'm going to wake up at 5:45 a.m. for the next 30 days, waking up 15 minutes earlier, that's probably not stretching you all that much, right? But you get to determine what is going to make you uncomfortable. Maybe for you, it's, hey, I exercise 2 times a week. Maybe you do, hey, you know what? Exercising 5 times a week, I know I can benefit from that because of my commitments, because of my time, family. That's probably going to make me uncomfortable. That's probably a stretch. That could be a really, really good one for you. Maybe you take this over and it crosses over into business. Maybe it's a certain number of cold calls you need to make a day. As an example, I'm thinking whatever comes to mind here. So the fourth thing is, decide and execute on something that makes you uncomfortable every single day. Here's another example that came to me. Maybe you're somebody who you're too worried about what people think. Maybe you're out in public and you drop down and you do 30 pushups, right? Just because that potentially makes you nervous, uncomfortable, you're worried too much about what people think. Do that for 30 straight days and see if at the end of that month, you're a little bit less worried or concerned about what people think about you. That's just an idea. Guys, I could be here for hours coming up with ways to challenge you that make you uncomfortable. Only you can determine what's going to make you uncomfortable. But here's the caveat with this one. Do something you know is going to benefit you long term. In other words, if you have a fear, if you have an unhealthy association with something like, for example, being too concerned about what people think about you, that could be a really, really good one for you. But you could potentially grow from doing that challenge for 30 days. So that's the fourth one. And then here's the last one. And my suspicion is for a big majority of the people listening, this might seem very easy, but I want you to just do this for 30 days. And then you can tell me if it was easy or not. Zero complaining. I'm talking about complaining in your mind. I'm talking about complaining with your words. I'm talking about complaining with your actions, with your body language. Zero complaining for 30 straight days. If you've been following along on social media, hopefully this is being recorded right before our 3+ week trip to Italy. So hopefully you've been following along on social media and you've been kind of seeing one of the reasons my family and I love to travel is because we get the perspective of other cultures, how other people think and live and operate. And one of the things that's become abundantly clear to me over the course of the last several years is that Americans and those that live in America have become so soft, and we tend to complain, generally speaking, right, about insignificant, stupid crap that just doesn't matter. Like if you're in the Starbucks line and they screw up your order, or they gave you almond milk instead of 2% milk, or your expectations weren't met and somebody showed up 5 minutes late, right? Like we tend to default to this victim mentality for many people, right? And I think it starts with awareness. And so this one challenge of the five, which by the way, again, I don't think one weighs more than the other, but just to recap, doing something kind for somebody, exercising, gratitude, 3 in the morning, 3 at night, stretching yourself, doing something that makes you uncomfortable, no complaining. This is the one that I encourage you, if you're up for it, to make it one of your minimum three. Or if you do decide to do 4 or 5, make this one of your 3, 4, or 5 challenges that you're going to do on a daily basis. And this can be the one that I believe, if you're willing to step out and take a leap of faith and go with me on this journey for the next 30 days or however long it takes you, this is the one that I think has the potential to trip people up the most. Let's say you sleep 8 hours a day, right? So think about going 16 hours without thinking about complaining or without complaining. Now, I can tell you, this is the one. I consider myself, generally speaking, a pretty positive person. I can also tell you that sometimes my daughters have the ability to get me spirited. Let's just say, I truly believe this is going to help me become a better father. It's going to help me become more patient, more understanding. It's going to bring up a level of awareness that I'm going to need to successfully accomplish this one particular challenge for the next 30 days. And then once I have that awareness, once I've built this habit, now some people say it takes, I've heard 21 days to build a habit. I've heard 70 something days to build a habit. I want to start this challenge with 30 days, right? And I want you to pick 3 of the 5. So again, just to recap, doing something kind for somebody each and every day. It can be the same person or it could be a different person. Maybe you're in a relationship and you haven't quite been kind to your partner, to your husband or wife. This could be a great challenge. Do something thoughtful and kind for your significant other every single day for 30 days. Maybe it's for a child. Maybe it's for someone you don't know. Maybe for you, you want to go out and network and you consider yourself an introvert. And this particular challenge will really stretch. That's the idea behind this 30-day challenge. It's something that has to stretch you in the direction of something that if you knew you developed this habit, it would get you further along to your goals, your vision, your dreams, whatever the case might be. So that's the first one, doing something kind for somebody every single day for 30 straight days without fail. Number two, gratitude. 3 things that are unique that you have gratitude around in the morning, 3 things before bed. You write them down. So every single day, you're going to have 6 unique gratitude bullet points. The third one is to exercise. Some level of exercise for at least 20 minutes a day, 7 days a week for 30 straight days. Number four, do something that is going to make you uncomfortable, that is going to stretch you. Okay. You get to decide what that is, but don't take the easy way out. Don't choose something that it's not really that uncomfortable, but I'm going to do it anyways. Maybe for you, it's intermittent fasting. That just came to mind. Maybe you stop eating. You have your last meal at 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening, and you don't have your next meal until noon the next day. So maybe it's intermittent fasting. Maybe it's a water fast for an entire week. Obviously, you're not going to do a water fast for 30 straight days. I don't think that's healthy. I'm not a nutritionist. I'm not a doctor or a scientist or anything like that. So consult with the professionals. There's a disclaimer. But use your judgment, use your gut, use your intuition. You're smart. I don't have to tell you what to do and what not to do, right? But stretch yourself, challenge yourself. And I think that was number four. And the number five is no complaining. I'm talking about with your mind, with your thoughts, with your actions, with your words, zero complaining. What's 24 times 30? So what are we talking? We're talking 24 hours a day times 30. My math is failing me. For 720 hours, zero complaining. How do you think your life would change if you decided to do the minimum of 3 out of these 5 for the next 30 days? I dare you to do it. Test me on it. Let's see how it goes. Let's keep each other accountable. And then let's report back. I'll share with you my results on upcoming episodes. Tag me on social media if you want to randomly reach out to me and say, hey, what you've decided to do. Most likely on the next episode, I'll share with you what I've decided to do. I'll take a couple of minutes each episode for the next 4 or 5 episodes, and I'll give you an update on how I'm doing, what I've chosen, what I'm learning, how I'm growing, how it's stretching me, etc. Hopefully, I know many of you are going to listen to this and say, oh, that sounds cool, but I got so many things on my plate. I encourage you to step out on a limb. Do this for the next 30 days. Many of you might fail, but are you really failing, right? So like if you do 2 out of the 3 for the first 6 or 7 days and you stumble on the 7th day on your 3rd one, think about all those wins you stacked for 6 straight days. Restart the clock and do it again. At the end of the day, there are no failures here. There are no losers. And this is going to help you become the best version of yourself each and every day just by having this level of accountability and this level of awareness. So with that said, I'm going to go ahead and end this podcast episode. I want to take a quick moment, shameless plug, the feedback I have received from our Ascend members in our community from the last mastermind retreat that we had in West Palm Beach back at the beginning of June was humbling. It was inspiring. It was incredible. And I am so pumped for our October retreat in Miami. So if you are an entrepreneur, if you are somebody who wants to level up, not just in your business, but also in your life. If you see the value of surrounding yourself with successful, down-to-earth, go-giving human beings and entrepreneurs that are going to challenge you, hold you accountable, and make you think differently, give you a different perspective, stretch you in your life and in your business. And if you want to do it in a place where it's a judgment-free zone, where people are just going to walk alongside you, love on you, ascendyoursuccess.com is the place where you can go to learn more, schedule a call with me, because we got some epic things planned for this October retreat. I'm so looking forward to it. Our community is being reshaped in many ways. I'm super pumped for the direction we're going in. And hopefully, if you're the right fit and you're the right person, I'd want you to be a part of that. So ascendyoursuccess.com, we can schedule a call and zero pressure. Just find out a little bit more about you, your business, your life, what your challenges are, where you're looking to go. I'll share with you what Ascend looks like and what that experience involves and how you might benefit. At the end of the day, just see if it's a fit. That's really all it is. Zero pressure. It's not a sales call. So ascendyoursuccess.com for those of you who might see the value in that. With that being said, guys, have an incredible day. And as always, I say, I'm looking forward to connecting on the next show. Take care. One last thing before you go. If you have been listening to the show for a while and or you have been getting value from the show, I would be 100% honored if you would share this show with a friend. Or maybe share it with somebody that you think could benefit from this. It's my mission, it's my cause, it's my purpose through Flip Empire to impact and touch people's lives and in their businesses. So it would be an honor if you would be willing to share this episode. And one last thing, make sure that you're subscribed so that you get notified every Monday and Thursday when shows get released. I look forward to connecting with you on the next one. Until then, have a great day.